This is Superfast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schranko with the Business News Update. First thing is, if you have a team or team members, I bet they're capable of more than you think. So my first tip for the average manager is start being a leader. Tell your team the result you want, tell them what the mission is, and ask for their help to help you solve the problem. And I think you'll find more buy-in and you'll see their performance lift. And of course, the best thing you can do is have regular communication and keep synchronizing so that you're always on the same level. Because if you let them go too long, or if you don't explain yourself clearly, then you will have to step in and micromanage and rework and do all the stuff that most managers do. So I encourage you, be a leader. You're probably familiar with my chocolate wheel philosophy, where I put business units together that fit. So if you sell websites and traffic and hosting, then they're all things that fit together. And invariably, when you have news and updates, people find out about what's going on. The clearest example I've got of this is superfastbusiness.com. If you go there, you'll see there's a bunch of different channels that people can click on. So every time I send a news update to that blog, people invariably find out about my other offerings. Now, what I'm doing for the first time ever is I'm opening up my Silver Circle Intensive Workshop to the public in September, and I'm running a one-day workshop at a private secret location where you can find out how I do it. I'm actually going to show you the site, the thinking behind it, the way that it actually works, behind the scenes statistics, and you're going to see me create a video like this for the weekly newsletter. You'll see how I load it up, edit it, send out the email, pin it, YouTube it, iTunes it. You'll see the whole process live from me at my own venue. So that's coming up. Be sure to check out the link right near this video, how you can become part of that private workshop. It's strictly limited by numbers because of the venue, so you want to make sure that you get into that quickly, as soon as you possibly can. It will be full. Vitally important as your business grows is to grow your service and support team to cater for it. You often hear of businesses where they grew too fast and their support was lacking. You know what it's like. You put in a ticket or you phone up a business and they don't get back to you for days or weeks, and it makes you feel badly about that business, and you probably won't deal with them again. Even if you never mention it to them or to anyone else, you won't deal with them, and that's costing them a fortune. So work out the ratio. For me, I know as we grow every X $10,000, I know that I need to add every X amount of support. So as we've grown our business, our support team has grown to cater for that, because you want to keep the ratio good. Support is vital, especially now with marketing and advertising costs being difficult to both measure and track. You want to retain the customers you have. You also want to pre-sell and post-sale support so that they stay with you and they feel good about your business and they tell other people. And make sure you've got feedback mechanisms in place. And tell your service support staff that there are feedback mechanisms and share the results with them, because they are stakeholders in your support mission. They are involved in giving that customer a good or a bad experience, so make sure they're involved in the end feedback and keep it as a loop. Stick with service, grow your service capacity, and put some of your marketing budget, instead of acquiring new customers, put it towards serving the customers you've already got better. Some business missions take time. If you look at the founder of Amazon, it took him about 7 years until he turned a profit. Hopefully most business owners don't have to go that long for profit, but just keep in mind that some things aren't just an implement today, get a result tomorrow things. Some things you chip away at for months or years to get a substantial result. But celebrate these difficulties, and here's why. Because if it takes you months or years, it will take your competitor months or years to replicate what you've got. And that's how you differentiate, by going where other people are afraid to go, or sticking with something a little bit longer than the average person can stick at it, you will get a result. I've been at this business thing for about 7 years now. It didn't happen overnight, but what I've got, I'm proud of and I've worked hard for, and I know that a lot of people won't have the persistence to put in what I put in. And I'm going to be pushing harder for the next year or two to make sure that my 10-year gap is so big that it's going to be really hard for people to just come and take my space. I want my space and I'll fight for it, and that's why I'm determined. That's why I put these videos out every week, and my superfastbusiness.com website is now growing to that 20,000 visits per month with 33,000 page views. That's because of sheer persistence and determination. And I'd like to see you do that in your business. In fact, comment below this video and tell me what you've done as a result of watching my continuous deployment of these videos. What have you started in the last 2 or 3 months that you're proud of? Share it with the rest of the community here. Final tip for today is about videos. You know I'm putting a lot of videos out there. I've put over 100 videos on my Superfast Business channel. And what I've learned is that just about anyone will watch a 2 to 3 minute video. So if you have something important to say, make sure you get it out within 2 to 3 minutes and you'll find your audience. If you make it 15 or 20 or an hour, you're probably going to get some severe drop off. Some of my sales videos are now down to 1 minute and 30 seconds and everyone watches to the end. So there's my tip. Short videos are effective for engagement. So get your message out in the shortest possible time frame. I'm James Schramko. This is superfastbusiness.com. Hope you've enjoyed this business news update, and I'll be back next week with your next installment. Have a great week.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.